Will our guests in the galleries please rise, as well as our members and guests on the floor, for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 119th Psalm we hear, I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your ways. Almighty God, we know something of the law and how it is. It is there to help people live and interact among others. And so your law is to help us to be a righteous people and follow the way that you have taught us. As we finish our work this day, may we be a witness to what we truly believe with those you have given us to love and share this time together. Watch, O Lord, our going out and coming in, and may you find us prayerfully with others this weekend. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, here. Bernsketter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Butler.
May I inquire you just really briefly?
We are in the middle of roll, Senator.
I'll inquire you in a little while.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from Butler County.
Sorry, Mr. President. I just want to say it's good to see you back.
Thank you, Senator. It's good to be back. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 41st day, Wednesday, March 27, 2019. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Huff in the chair, Reverend Carl Gawk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 11th District.
Introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is my honor to introduce the incomparable Dr. Donald Potts, who is here again today joining us as the Doctor of the Day. He informed me just recently that he was the very first Doctor of the Day and has been back every year ever since. So if the body would help me to welcome him back again.
Let's welcome the first Doctor of the Day to Missouri Senate Chambers. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my honor to introduce today the class from Atlanta C3 there in the upper gallery, if they would like to stand to be, oh, they're waving. Their teacher is Tatum Reed, so I would welcome everyone welcoming this class to the Senate today.
Let's welcome these students, their teachers, and chaperones to the Missouri Senate Chamber today. Introduction of guests. Senator from Callaway County.
Thank you, Mr. President. An introduction of very special guests, please.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I would like to introduce Coach Bob Jones, his wife Eva, and one of their children, Gabe, their son Gabe. And I would like the body to know that Coach Jones was named the 2019 College Strength and Conditioning Coach of the Year by the National Strength and Conditioning Association in January. This is a huge honor, and just a little history. More than 11 years ago, before I showed up in this building, my surgeon said he is the only person he would allow me to see because he wouldn't destroy joints and bones. And he said he could go anywhere in the nation. He used to do the strength and conditioning for MU men's basketball for years. And he is currently at William Woods in their Hall of Fame, as the first coach in their Hall of Fame. And he's pretty amazing guy. So now we have the proof that he is the best in the nation. Like the body to please welcome him.
Let's welcome this Hall of Famer to the Senate chambers today. Senator from the 13th District.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from Andrew?
Senator from Andrew, do you yield to an inquiry?
I do, Mr. President.
He does. Proceed.
Good morning.
Morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I am dandy. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Do you know what today is?
Well, it is Thursday, but Senator, I also believe it is the first day of Major League Baseball.
I believe you are correct. And don't you represent a district on the westernmost northern part of our state?
You bet. And, you know, over our area, we tend to be royal, true blue royal fans up my way. Although my wife came from over your way, and she still kind of likes that other team in the state.
Yeah, we wear red today. And I would think that most senators from the western side of the state would be decked out in their blue. I see that you have on your blue blazer.
I do. And you know what? I have.
Oh, you're trying to split the difference there, aren't you, Senator?
But you notice how the blue predominates.
I noticed that the senator from Johnson was good enough. I couldn't find anything red in my closet today because I was back and forth between here and the district. But I'm so pleased that the senator from Johnson has deigned us with his presence and is decked out in his cardinal red today.
Well,
I wouldn't want anybody in Royals Nation to find that out, but I am grateful for that.
You would hate for that to come up in in 2020, wouldn't you?
Well, maybe we can get him out there to throw out a pitch at Busch Stadium.
Well, that would be quite
something,
an honor as well. Yeah.
Don't you have something exciting happening up in your district athletic area?
I had a beautiful green tie on the other day. Yesterday,
I thought it was lovely,
and that was happened to be a Northwest Missouri State University tie in honor of and recognition that the Northwest Missouri State University men's basketball team is presently competing on the championship. On that, they are in the semifinals now, and with a undefeated record, and so we certainly look forward to that division NCAA Division II challenge going forth. Very proud of our Northwest Missouri State University tradition, and really excited about their opportunities.
It's impressive. I love watching college basketball, so I'm going to watch for that. Thank you, Senator.
Well, thank you, Senator, for the inquiry.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is introduction of guests. The blinding senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know that it's very tough to see me back here, especially in the sport coat. Inquire the senator from the 13th.
Senator from the 13th, you yield to an inquiry.
Mr. President, as one senator said to me yesterday, reluctantly.
Reluctantly.
She reluctantly does, Senator. Please proceed.
I understand that. I understand that, Senator. Well, I did grow up in full disclosure, I did grow up a Cardinals fan, but then living on the western side of the state, I have become an avid Royals fan. I had, with our busy lives down here, I'd forgotten that today was actually opening day, and it is opening day in Kansas City as they are playing at home, but I prefer to think this as University of Central Missouri red, Warrensburg Tiger red, or even Kansas City Chiefs red versus St. Louis Cardinals red. So I try to, you know, having a red sport coat, I can cover all three of those sports teams from high school, college, and professional. But I could understand why it could be confused for Cardinal red as well.
Senator, any day of the year except opening day, it could be UCM Jenny's red.
Yes.
Our UCM Mule's red, but yes. Not today, Senator.
I agree, and I wholeheartedly agree with you and understand. And I did unfortunately pick the wrong day to wear the red blazer. But
and I only have one more thing to say to you, although it is your inquiry.
Yes.
Go Cards.
Go Royals. Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is introduction of guests. The senator from the 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire from the senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 7th is interested in lengthy inquiries today. Do you yield?
I do.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, as one of the senators who actually wants to go to the game, can we make this quick?
Are you going to the Cardinals game?
I'd like to go to the Royals game if I can get out of here.
My inquiry was going to be if you celebrate baseball on your side of the state, because in St. Louis, it's opening day.
Well, I hope that all the Cardinals fans watch it on TV, as good Cardinals fans do, but the Royals fans would like to actually support their team in person, so I would like to expedite this process here this morning.
Well, that's great. I just have a couple questions real quick, Senator, because last year, and now that this is an important day for the state, this is also an important day for predictions. And predictions about how many wins we're going to see, who's going to win championships this year, because there's a lot more of those in St. Louis than your area, Senator. Is that right?
On any other given day, I will have this discussion with you.
So let's get right to the heart of the matter,
72
Senator.
72 wins.
How 72 wins. Now, you made a prediction last year.
You were wrong about that.
And you moved away from it when it didn't turn out.
You're frequently wrong. You were really wrong about that one. Okay.
So I'm going to be watching. I'd like Mr. President to be aware. I'm going to be watching the Journal when it comes out on Monday. Yeah. And hopefully it's going to reflect your prediction for 72 wins.
Which is an improvement over 58.
Especially after some concerning comments by the senator from Johnson over here. So... my prediction is 94 wins for the Cardinals. That probably needs to be reflected as well, so that when we come back next year, we can refer back to this. There will be no confusion.
Okay.
No confusion. One other question, Senator. Has Orta arrived at first
Smalls.
Yet? My last question, has Orta arrived at first yet?
Has what?
Has Jorge Orta, has he arrived at first base yet?
Orta? Oh. Are you still sore over that?
I'm just asking
a
question, Senator.
That was a long time ago. Those were 30 years ago.
Just asking a question, Senator.
Live in the present, Senator.
He should have arrived by now. Is that what it comes down to?
Live in the present, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business remains introduction of guests. The Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a welcome sight to see you back up there. I have no doubt my colleagues agree with me in that. So welcome back to the great state of Missouri.
They've said it's been an upgrade over who they've had, Senator. Proceed.
Apologize for the last couple of days up there, Mr. President. I would like to introduce a couple of very special guests on my left and your right. My father, Dr. David Huff, made the trip up. I got a few meetings here in Jeff City today, and he brought with me my oldest son, William, who is saying hi over there, wearing a long tie, not a bow tie, which I very much appreciate. And I would just ask that the body make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome the Huffs to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 20th District.
I would like to introduce some very special guests.
Proceed.
To my right and to your left are some students from the Truth Academy, which is a homeschool group out of Springfield and that surrounding area. And I would... please ask the body to make them feel welcome today.
Let's welcome these students and parents and teachers from the Truth Academy to the Senate chamber today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Senator from Webster County.
Yes, may I inquire the senator from Greene?
Senator from Greene, do you yield to an inquiry? He does proceed.
Senator, we were talking sports a little bit ago. We both have a campus in our district of MSU, Missouri
State. We do, Missouri State University. Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about where they're standing in NCAA? I haven't kept up with it.
It is my understanding that our Lady Bears, Senator, are currently in the Sweet 16 and will play, I believe, Saturday evening in the next round. Upon completion of that game, being in the Elite Eight, after that, the Final Four, and then so on.
And we have had people in the Final Four before. Have we had teams there before, Senator?
We have, a couple of times. It's been a few years, Senator, so this is exciting. This is exciting for not only Springfield and also parts of your district where the other campuses are, but this is exciting for women's basketball and for our communities down in Southwest Missouri.
So you think we're getting a little closer to the Final Four?
I think we've got two games.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Senator. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
The order of business is petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. We inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I would ask they be read.
There are no messages from
Perfect.
The House.
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please recognize the Senator from Andrew for a privilege motion on Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14?
Senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a privileged motion.
State your motion.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate refuse to recede on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 14 and grant the House a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield?
Certainly do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you just explain to us the difference between our position and the House's position on this supplemental bill?
Yeah, there's a few changes that we made from the House position. Many of them reflected updated numbers, but also we restored $2 million for funding for MoDOT, which is associated with market rate adjustments for employees dealing with plowing and flooding issues that we are presently experiencing in North Missouri. It's the flooding issues have now transitioned to my colleagues in Central Missouri that are along the Missouri River. And we're also looking for additional flooding issues coming again in on Monday. We expect another crest to come down the river.
Right.
We'll see what that turns out to be, but it's expected to hit Northwest Missouri on Monday. And so we'll see that. The Senate Committee substitute restores the salary associated with administrative law judge due to a court injunction. And then the Senate Committee also reduces two Medicaid lines. And again, that was due to some better numbers that we had.
Okay. I know that if you can hold on a minute, I know that the that another senator wants to get up and introduce some special guests. So.
Okay.
Further discussion. Senator from Phelps County.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent for introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your right, my left, good friend of mine, Glenn Cope from Southwest Missouri. If we could all give him a warm welcome, thank you.
Let's welcome this distinguished guest from the Senator of Phelps County. Senator from the 24th, you still had the floor.
Yes, thank you. I was still speaking with the senator from Andrew. I appreciate that. Senator, so the additional dollars in the budget for what's going on, the flooding and really the devastation up in the northern, that's from the House budget or from the Senate?
It was in the supplemental budget, governor's recommendations. The House decided not to do that. The Senate decided that we should do that.
Okay, good. So we're going to go back in and try to hold our Senate position
looking at the flood. When we discussed this, I knew the flooding was coming. And
yes.
So,
okay, great. Well, I appreciate that. I think it's always good for us to know what we're going in and working towards. So that's very
and
helpful.
And so they refused to take our position, and we're going to have a discussion about that.
Absolutely. Well, I know we're going to need that help up in your neck of the woods. So I'm hopeful that we are able to hold the Senate position. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the motion offered by the senator from Andrew. Seeing none, Senator from Andrew, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I do renew my motion and close.
Senator from Andrew County renews his motion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. The senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a list of conferees that I'm sending forward, and I ask that they be read.
Please send your list forward. Madam Secretary, please read the conferees.
Conference Committee Appointments for Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill Number 14. Senators Hageman, Huff, Hoskins, Curls, Nasheed.
Senator from Franklin, are you seeking recognition? Thank you. Senator from Boone.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees, and I'd ask you to recognize me for a report.
Hearing no objection, Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Boone County.
President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 71, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 87, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 145, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 174, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 219, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send your list forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted.
Mr. President, I request and ask consent on the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection. The report shall be voted on in one motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to these appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Franklin County renews his motion that the report be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the gubernatorial appointments report. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, could you please refer Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 174 and Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 219 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight?
They shall be so referred. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
We have in our upper gallery today the Salisbury fourth grade, and I don't know if that, and there's Ryan Britt. So I just would ask that the chamber make them feel welcome.
If the students and teachers and chaperone from Salisbury, Missouri would please rise, let's the Senate make them feel welcome today.
We are on the business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Chairman. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 465, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Webster. Oh, excuse me. It seems like we have the report. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
I've got it. Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Bill 213, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Senate Committee Substitute Senate Joint Resolution 2, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute, Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 9, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 296, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wallingford, Chairman.
Senator from 13th.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 426, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, which was referred, Senate Bill 412, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, which was referred, Senate Bill 203, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Walsh, Chairman.
Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, Mr. President. Give it to me. I deserve it.
Senator, I just need to remind you. You're welcome. Please send that report forward. That's the first time I got to do that there, so. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your committee on insurance and banking, to which was referred, Senate Bill 414, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Whelan, Chairman.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on professional registration has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred, Senate Bill 336, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from the Second.
Mr. President, your hardworking Committee on Health and Pensions has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred, House Bill 77, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business and Big Industry has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business and Industry, to which was referred, Senate Bill 60, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hoskins, Chairman.
Senator from Boone. Senator from Callaway, for what purpose arise?
I seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guests, please.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I would like to introduce the Community R6 government class from Ladonia, Missouri. Here today are the students, and students, I apologize if I do not say your name correctly ahead of time. We have Delaney Bowers, Caden S. Camellia, Danny Kuda, Megan Kuda, Molly Claire Mays, Kylie Olichslager, Odin Patrick, Levi Rafferty, Lauren Robert, Braden Swaim, Delaney Windman, Micah Van Skyke, Zoe Woodruff, and their teacher, Bronk Woodruff. I ask the chamber to recognize them and give them a very warm welcome.
Let's welcome these young men and ladies from Ladonia, Missouri. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate Bill's consent calendar, and I ask that you recognize the Senator from Barry for a motion on Senate Bill 358.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be third reading of Senate Bill's consent calendar. Senator from Barry County, Senate Bill 358.
Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 358 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Barry County. Is any all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
I now move that Senate Bill 358 be third read and finally passed.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Yes. We have in the state of Missouri a student loan repayment program. Nurses, physicians, chiropractors can access this. It's funded by grants and donations. We're adding psychiatrists to the student loan program, and that's what the bill does.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Barry County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The Senator from Barry County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 358 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 358, an act relating to the Health Professional Student Loan Repayment Program. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Butler, votes aye. Senator from the 9th, votes aye. Senator from the 4th district, votes aye. Senator from the 2nd, votes aye. By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Staying on the same calendar, I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from Green for a motion on Senate Bill 368.
Senator from Green County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 368 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Greene County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 368 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
I would. Thank you, Mr. President. This simply allows car dealers to display on vehicles that are loaned to individuals while their vehicles are either being repaired or serviced at that dealership to utilize a dealer license plate on a loaner vehicle. Be happy to answer any questions, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Greene County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
President, I renew my motion.
Senator from Greene renews his motion that Senate Bill number 368 be third passed and be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 368, an act relating to vehicle dealer license plates. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins.
Aye.
Huff.
Aye.
Koenig. Libela.
Aye.
Lucht-Meyer.
Aye.
May. Nasheed. O'Loughlin.
Aye.
Onder.
Aye.
Riddle.
Aye.
Rizzo.
Aye.
Romine.
Aye.
Rowden.
Aye.
Sater.
Aye.
Schatz.
Aye.
Shoup.
Aye.
Sipton.
Aye.
Wallingford.
Aye.
Walsh.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Whelan.
Aye.
Williams.
Senator from the 5th.
Aye.
Votes aye. By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Same calendar. I see recognized the Senator from St. Charles for motion on Senate Bill 371.
The junior senator from St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 371 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of St. Charles County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 371 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senate Bill 371 is a very simple bill. It simply moves the deadline for trailer registrations from January to May. The reason that we're doing that is because a lot of times for folks in wintertime, they're not thinking about their trailer registration, so they often miss that trailer registration. So we're trying to help the consumer out by changing that to the month of May versus the month of January. Very simple bill. We had some representatives over in the House that were actually getting some feedback from their constituents that this would be much more amenable and help keep the populace up to date on all the registrations. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to take any questions.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 23rd District. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Butler County.
I'd like to inquire the junior senator from 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
I do, Mr. President. It's like a
he
theme.
Does.
It's like a
he seems to be reluctant, but he does yield. Proceed.
I detected that a little bit. It kind of hurt my feeling just a moment, but I'll get over here in a moment. My question, have you ever been to Echo Bluff State Park?
I'm sorry?
Echo Bluff, like Echo.
Echo Bluff? No,
yeah,
I have
Park.
Not. I have
huh?
not.
Have you ever been there?
I have not been there, Senator.
You have an RV?
I don't have an RV.
Well, you got that farm and a fishing pond and all that stuff, and you do not have a travel trailer or a bus or anything?
I need to have that conversation with my wife. You know, she
do you
makes
have
all
a
the
tent?
Big decisions.
Do you have a tent?
I do have a tent.
Okay.
I have several
you
tents.
You got two choices in at Echo Bluff State Park.
Okay.
You either camp out in your tent or you can camp out in that beautiful lodge they have.
Okay.
It's that brand new state park we built down in Shannon County, which just happens to be in my district.
Yep.
Great place. So I thought maybe you were going to have to renew your license plate for your travel trailer or something there. But I just want to invite you to come down sometime, spend some money down in my district.
It sounds like a great time, Senator.
And anyone else listening, they may want to think about going to Echo Bluff State Park.
I would encourage them.
It's an awesome place. It's right next to Current River. Have you ever floated on Current River?
Not in the Current River, but I have done other floats.
Oh, my gosh. You need to come down.
I need to get out a little bit, it sounds like, Senator.
I'm telling you, you cosmopolitan folks need to get out. Come on down that Current River. I'm telling you. It's going to be great. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, can I inquire you?
Senator from Butler State, your inquiry.
Have you been to Echo Bluff State Park?
Senator, I have not only been there, just as shameless self-promotion, on the morning of June 5th, I am going to be cooking for anybody camping in Echo Bluff State Park.
Oh, my gosh.
Flapjacks with the Lieutenant Governor.
Wow. Oh, man, that is an awesome place.
I hope you can make it. And I hope the senator from the 23rd finds his way down to Shannon County, because it's beautiful.
Can you go ahead and shame yourself a little bit more and tell us what the date is?
The morning of June 5th, 2019 A.D.
A.D. What Zulu time is that?
I'd have to ask the senator from Cape Girardeau County, but you will get an official notice as well, Senator, because it is in your district.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion. Senator from Barton County.
President, to inquire the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield?
That is my district number, Mr. President. It's not always the junior senator from St. Charles.
Senator from the 23rd apparently does yield.
Thanks, Senator.
Please proceed.
We're moving it from January to May.
It's currently due and payable in January, and this will make it payable in May.
Do we just get 5 extra months, or how are you managing that?
Folks that are due for this current year, it'll kind of grandfather them, so it'll be payable in January, okay. And then the new date will be payable in May. Let me say that again. For this year, the folks will be grandfathered in so that they can be payable in May, and then in future years, it'll be due in May.
So does that mean, are we giving them 5 months free, or is it they're still paying for a full year so that there's really no...
For this year, we're giving them 5 months free.
Yes. So we're not overcharging them, we're undercharging them.
Correct.
Okay, thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The Senator from the 23rd District renews his motion that Senate Bill number 371 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 371, an act relating to trailer license plate renewals. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Andrew. Votes aye. By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
That same calendar, I just recognize the senator from Cape Girardeau County for a motion on Senate Bill 185.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 185 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Cape Girardeau County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 185 be declared third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 185 provides for the ongoing eligibility in the Missouri State Employees Retirement System, better known as MOSERS, for the employees of the Environmental Improvement and Energy Resources Authority, better known as EIERA, I love saying that, and the Missouri Housing Development Commission, MHDC. This bill addresses an issue discovered in 2018 after the legislative session was concluded. The definition of department under Moser statutes was modified in 2000 with the implementation of Moser's Year 2000 Plan of Retirement Benefits for State Employees. This modification required any body, corporate, or politic who is a Moser's-covered employer to have statutory language that expressly provides for employee participation in Moser's. EIERA and MHDC governing statutes do not currently contain express Moser's participation language. However, they've been included as Moser's-covered employers since their inception in 1972 and 1967. This bill places the appropriate provision in both the EIERA and MHDC governing statutes allows continued Moser's eligibility for employees for MHDC. Was from 1967 for the last 52 years, and for EIERA since 1972, the last 47 years. And I conclude.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Cape Girardeau County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The Senator from Barton. Senator from Cape, do you yield? He does. Proceed. Senator from Barton, would you use your microphone, please?
Sorry, I must have pulled it off, Mr. President. Sorry.
Please proceed.
Is there any relationship, Senator, between that and EIEIO? Is it close? Okay, okay. And so this is really just picking up somebody that we dropped by mistake.
Exactly. It wasn't the intent of the legislature to drop them out of a plan they've been in since inception, and it was just not discovered till the end of session last year. So they've been on it for 52 years and 47 years.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Butler County.
Briefly inquire the Senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator from Cape, it's going to be an educational moment for everybody. Would you agree at Zulu right now is 4:13 or 4:14 p.m.?
That would be correct.
Okay, thank you.
Further time check. Senator from 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Senator from Cape, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for the inquiry. Yeah, just briefly, of course, this came through the Senate Health and Pensions Committee. And I know there was some discussion as to whether this was properly a consent bill. And, you know, I have to say, when I was on that same committee with the former senator from the 34th as chairman, he would sometimes want to vote out 85-page pension bills. And they weren't controversial. They didn't have a fiscal note, and they didn't create a penalty. And yet the complexity of those makes most pension bills not appropriately subject for consent, because I would kind of add lack of complexity should be another requirement for consent. Your bill, on the other hand, I think is very simple. It's really a technical fix and just retains the status quo regarding this pension system. So I think the whole body should feel comfortable that this is the process of this bill is being handled appropriately.
Thank you, sir. Yes, with this bill, if it didn't get approved, they would be forced out of that pension system by the end of August.
And that would be disruptive, if not devastating. So I appreciate your work on this bill. Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Cape Girardeau County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 185 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 185, an act relating to employer eligibility in the Missouri State Employees Retirement System. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Butler. Votes aye. By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Staying on the same calendar, would you recognize the Senator from Barry for a motion on Senate Bill 275?
Senator from Barry County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 275 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Berry County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The aye appears to have it. The aye does have it. Senator, your bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 275 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. Last year, the General Assembly and I sponsored a bill limiting first-time opioid prescriptions for acute pain to 7 days. This bill follows that same line of thought. The bill just simply says that long-acting opioid prescriptions by dentists shall not be used for acute pain. I've worked with the Missouri Dental Association, the Missouri Dental Board, and the Division of Professional Registration, and we are all in agreement on what this bill says. This isn't going to solve the opioid situation, but it is, we're chipping away at it. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Berry County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Berry renews his motion that Senate Bill number 275 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 275, an act relating to prescribing authority of dentists. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For a third time, staying on that same calendar, I'd ask you to recognize the Senator from Berry for motion on Senate Bill 228.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill 228 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Berry County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 228 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This bill would allow the Division of Employment Security to send assessments by certified mail instead of registered mail. Right now, they have to send it by registered mail or deliver it personally. This is just going to save the taxpayers money. So the division wants to save some money doing this, and the result will be the same.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Berry County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 1st District.
Require the Senator from Berry.
Senator from Berry, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I know it's a question we all ask ourselves every year, but do you think you're going to be able to pass more legislation than Senator Krause this year?
Well, Senator Krause is not here, and so I can't duplicate him. And I would think that he would probably, well, he always passed a lot more bills than I did. Well,
some may
sometimes.
Question that, Senator. I congratulate you on your very productive session at this point.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from Berry County, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Berry County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 228 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 228, an act relating to methods of service of notice under employment security laws. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Lukdemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Andrew. Senator from Andrew votes aye. By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Staying on the same calendar, I'd ask you to recognize the senator from Newton for a motion on Senate Bill 397.
Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 397 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Newton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. I now move that Senate Bill 397 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
I would like to just briefly explain, Mr. President. Mr. President, this bill simply extends the five-year deadline to 15 years for creating a museum and historical district in an area that has been declared a presidential disaster area. This is relating to our Joplin tornado in 2011. Just a lot of things going on in the community, and they need a little more than 5 years to get their district organized.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Newton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Newton County renews his motion that Senate Bill number 397 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 397, an act relating to the petition process for the creation of a museum and cultural district. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibola, Lukdemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Staying on the same calendar, I'd ask you to recognize the senator from the 14th for a motion on Senate Bill 468.
Senator from the 14th District.
I move that Senate Bill 468 be taken up for third reading and final passage, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 14th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
I move now that Bill 468 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. Briefly, it's just a bill that basically requires recorder of deeds required to secure a bond set by the county commission upon taking office at a minimum of $1,000. The bill updates this minimum to $5,000, which makes it the same as the bond required for county clerks. It's an update requested by recorders to reflect the higher cost of the office, and it's including things like technology, other property, which will protect taxpayers.
You've heard the motion from the senator of the 14th District. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the 7th was the first audible senator on his feet.
To inquire the senator from the 14th. The
senator from the 14th, do you yield?
Yes.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. This your first bill?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you're increasing from 1,000 to 5,000?
Correct.
Why 5,000? Where did you get that number?
I was talking with Recorder of Deeds in St. Louis City, and we just felt it was good policy, and I agree that everyone in the state should be within compliance.
All right, sounds good to me. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I know. I renew my motion, Mr. President.
The senator from the 14th District renews his motion that Senate Bill number 468 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 468, an act relating to bonds for county recorders of deeds. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from St. Genevieve, would you please repeat your vote? Senator from St. Genevieve is an aye. Senator from the 7th District, you're recorded as a no. Your no shall be changed to an aye. Senator from the 11th, you shall be changed from a no to the aye. Senator from 9th, you shall be changed from a no to an aye. Senator from the 8th District, you shall be changed from a no to an aye. Senator from Platte County, shall be changed from no to an aye. Senator from the 13th District, you're recorded as a no. Shall be changed to a no to an aye. Senator from Webster County, shall be changed from no to aye. Senator from Dallas, shall be changed from no to aye. Senator from Phelps, shall be changed from no to aye. Senator from 24th, shall be changed from a no to an aye. Senator from Franklin County, shall be changed from a no to an aye. Senator from Cole. Shall be changed from a no to an aye. Senator from 14th.
Being the closest I've ever felt to being like David Freese in that World Series game.
We are in the roll call, Senator. Would you like to change your vote?
I thought we got everybody.
Senator from the 5th District. You are recorded as a no.
I'm
going
to stay a no for that.
You shall remain a no. Senator from the 1st. Madam Secretary, please call the absentees.
Senators Koenig.
Senator from the 5th District.
President, could you change my no to yes?
Your no shall be changed to an aye. By your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, somehow the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, Senator from the 1st District was the first audible senator.
Voted enthusiastically on the prevailing side. I move that the vote by which that was taken be reconsidered.
Find my script for that. You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 1st District. Senator from the 1st withdraws your motion. Your motion shall be withdrawn. Senator from Callaway.
I object.
Senator from Callaway County objects to the titling perfection motion. Senator from 14th.
I move that the title be agreed to.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 14th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The chair is unclear. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 1st.
If I could have the requisite number of members standing, I would seek a standing division.
Senator, I have already called the vote, but that was an A for effort.
Once I will refrain from appealing the ruling of the chair. Thank you, Mr. President.
Duly noted. And record it in the journal. Senator from the 14th.
I move that the vote by which the bill be passed and reconsidered.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 14th District. Senator from St. Francis.
I move that motion lay on the table.
Senator from the 3rd moves that that motion lays on the table. The question occurs on the latter motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion from St. Genevieve carries. Senator from Butler.
May I inquire just briefly?
State your inquiry.
Monday we had a serious safety issue in the chamber. I don't know if you heard about it or not. The senator from St. Genevieve was presenting a safety risk over to members of this chamber. Some said he had a leg up on the Senate. So, just so you know, I took matters in my own hands and took 2 orange safety cones over there to make sure that we didn't have any more broken legs. So, you might want to keep an eye out on that corner over there, because he is still a little bit of a safety concern, Mr. President.
Does he still have a leg up on the Senate?
He does have a leg up on the Senate. And sometimes he props his leg up and has not to be considered as a prop.
Senator, you've always been known as somebody concerned for others' safety, and I appreciate that. Chairman of Public Safety. The Senator from Boone County. Senator from the 14th, you are done being harassed. You may sit down. Senator from 14th, you may sit down. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, reluctantly and without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading, formal calendar, and I would ask that you call a calendar.
Hearing no objections, the order of business will be third reading of Senate bills. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate joint resolution number 2, the senator from Barton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate joint resolution number 2 be brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Barton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate joint resolution number 2 be read the third time and put on its final passage. This is the resolution that sends to a vote of the people the move to move impeachment trials back to the Senate.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Barton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the 1st District. Senator from Barton, do you yield?
Do yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I appreciate the process of the Senate that you facilitated on this legislation. I'm not going to be a yes vote, but I do appreciate the way you went about the process. And I know it took a while, and you're happy to get here, and just appreciate the process.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Barton County renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate joint resolution number 2 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate joint resolution number 2, a joint resolution relating to the impeachment process. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lueckemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 9th. Your no shall be changed to an aye. Senator from the 4th. Your aye shall be changed to a no. By your vote of 25 aye and 8 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bill number 9, the senator from Barton County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that that bill be brought before the body for consideration of third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Barton County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 9 be read a third time and put on its final passage. This is the bill that accompanies the joint resolution that just passed. If that resolution is passed, is adopted by a vote of the people, then there are a number of statutes that address the procedure of impeachment. Those then would be advised to align with the impeachment approach that would have been approved by the vote of the people. So that's all that this bill does. It simply puts the statutes back in order should SJR number 3 pass.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Barton County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Barton renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 9 be third, read, and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 9, an act relating to the impeachment process. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
by your vote of 25 aye and 8 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 213, the senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 213 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Nottoway County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 213 be third read and finally passed.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
I certainly would. Mr. President, Senators, this is a bill that deals with the state demographer, sets up a portal for the state demographer. You know, due to Clean Missouri passing, creates the position of a state demographer. With that new position and all the responsibilities gone to, that are associated with it, in drawing the new redistricting lines for the state legislative seats, this bill does, it creates a redistricting public comment portal for the purposes of accepting comments, documents, maps, and other communications to the demographer. The person making the submission must submit to, is responsible in whole and part for the submission. They also must disclose who is responsible for funding the submission. With that, there's a number of other provisions in it. We discussed it thoroughly on the floor. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to take any questions. If not, I would renew my motion and close.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Andrew County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I do renew my motion and close.
Senator from Andrew renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 213 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 213, an act relating to the nonpartisan state demographer. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Pearls, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Lucht-Meyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
Senator from the 11th, your aye shall be changed to a no. Senator from the 2nd, votes aye. Senator from the 5th, votes no. Senator from the 24th, votes no. Senator from the 14th district, your vote shall be changed to a no. Senator from the 9th, your vote shall be changed to a no. Senator from the 13th, your aye shall be changed to a no. By your vote of 26 aye and 7 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, we could get a little order in the chamber. We will be able to hear the senator from Callaway County on Senate Bill number 138.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 138 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Callaway County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 138 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, this bill would require the auditor to make suggestions or recommendations to any auditee that requests them following the issuance of a report on an audit that deemed the practice inadequate. In addition, the auditor would be required to create a summary of a report on that audit, and that summary shall include a summary of the recommendations provided, if they are made. This would assist the public entities in resolving issues, maintaining compliance, and not repeatedly having the same inadequate ding year after year. That I'm happy to answer questions.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Callaway County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Callaway County renews her motion that Senate Bill number 138 be read for a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 138, an act relating to reports issued by the state auditor. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Serpoy,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams,
by your vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill number 264, the senator from Dallas County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 264 be taken up for a third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Dallas County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill number 264 be third read and finally passed.
Thank you, Senator. Would you care to explain your bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This bill simply transfers the State Council on the Arts from the Department of Economic Development to the Lieutenant Governor's Office, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
You've heard the motion from the senator of Dallas County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from the 23rd District of St. Charles County.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire from the senator from Dallas.
Senator from Dallas, do you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator. Just want to follow up on this one. This is one we had the conversation about the other night. And by the way, Senator, are you a Cardinals fan?
My dad is an avid Cardinals fan. He's 98 years old, by the way, and has been a Cardinals fan forever. And my husband grew up in Independence. So I'm kind of one of those, I can kind of go either way. I like both teams.
There we go. That was good.
How's that for a political answer?
That was good. I like that, Senator. So I just wanted to follow up and add a couple things to the discussion real quick. This will be very brief. Everybody can take a deep breath. But I did have a conversation with the Lieutenant Governor because, as you know, I was asking the question about why we needed to make this change. And I thought he made some good points about, you know, the Department of Economic Development is a very large department. And there are some concerns about the effectiveness of that department because it's kind of become a big albatross in the sense that it's bigger than other states. We've got more people and the results we're getting from that department are not really what we're looking for. The Lieutenant Governor, has a business background, is asking really to take on the challenge of trying to make one of the departments within EcoDevo a bit more effective and a bit more efficient. When I asked him about the FTEs, he said something that I thought was very well said. He said, you know, I'd like the opportunity for the next 12 months to see if we can squeeze some more efficiency out of those positions. And if we can't, then he's going to be the first one helping us to reduce those positions a year from now. And I thought that was really well said. I think we ought to give them that opportunity to see if we could make that a little bit more efficient. I think that's a good way to go. What do you say?
I think that's a great idea. I think he's very capable. And I think I mentioned the other night on the floor that our Department of Economic Development had over 800 employees. And the closest state next to us that we compared to over the 14-state region had 300 and some employees. So we're very... we have a lot of things in that department that I don't think necessarily fit there. And, you know, I've been on the Best in Midwest committee for the past several months, and this is a very well thought out plan. And I think it will allow us to focus more on economic development.
Fantastic. All right, Senator. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Are you an art lover, Mr. President?
I am a lover of Missourians, Senator.
Very good. Thank you.
Further harassment? Seeing none, Senator from Dallas County, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
Senator from Dallas renews her motion that Senate Bill number 264 be read for a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 264, an act relating to the State Council on the Arts. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Sarapoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibler, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Phelps votes aye. By a vote of 33 aye and 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on Senate Committee Substitute, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 14, Representatives Smith, Wood, Kelly 141, Kendrick, Meredith, respectfully submitted, Dana Rodiman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. on Monday, April 1st, 2019.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, April 1st, at 1600. Best of luck to both home teams winning today.